I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday, and with me as always, that's my co-host, Nick Mason.
It's not just any episode of the podcast, The Weekly Planet, James.
Why is that?
It's Moopa Mall Monday.
It is Moopa Mall Monday.
Yeah. That's what we call it in Australia.
Exactly. It's a big time of year where everybody's... It's a big
Moopa. The biggest time of year.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. There's a Moopa Bowl, and then we talk about all the ads that come up. And we go, is this a good ad? And often it is.
Sometimes it's not.
Sometimes it's not. Sometimes they resurrect, like, Mr. Peanut or something. Or
your nemesis.
My nemesis. I've given up on it, Mason. I've let it go.
Not because you don't care.
No, because I destroyed it.
No, because you have new nemesis every week is why.
That's true. They push out the old one, so yeah. It's fine. Colleen's cut out the bit where I said pish. Yeah, he'll do it. Don't worry.
Or add posh. So you're saying pish posh. Mr. Peanut, pish posh. This guy.
So before we get to the Super Bowl trailers, though, we got some news of the week to get into. Mm-hmm. News on the next Jurassic Park movie.
Oh.
We're going to talk about...
They bring in an auteur to work on the next Jurassic Park
they
movie?
They tried. We'll talk about
all
it.
All right.
So Disney, there's a conference call this week with Bob Iger, and there's a bunch of news, including Moana 2 and some release dates.
Yeah, listen in the conference call live.
That's right. And
more crap. Put more crap out.
No, he's saying less crap. That was one of the things he was talking about, less crap.
Wow.
We're going to talk about Coyote versus Acme, the movie that has been resurrected, but now it's not. It's been unresurrected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we got trailers for, well, a bunch of stuff. There's A Quiet Place, The Fall Guy, Wicked Part 1, If, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, Twisters.
You want to add posh to that one?
No.
Okay.
Deadpool and Wolverine is obviously the big
Whoa.
One that people are talking about, which are at time of recording, we've just seen it. So we're coming in so hot. People aren't going to believe it.
That's right. We're going to have half-formed opinions out the wazoo.
There's time codes below if you're doing it.
You get so many things wrong.
Nah, not this time. I got a good feeling.
Okay.
Collings, who edits this, he puts time codes below. If you just want to jump to that or whatever.
That's right.
Feel free to. Let's start here, Mason.
If you just want to get to that bit.
Let's start here, Mason.
Well, if you want
we're
get
actually
to the
starting,
bit,
Mason.
When James just says pish posh, you want to just listen to that on a loop. You make that happen.
Deadline says there's big news in the world of, well, Jurassic.
Deadline says there's big news.
Fucking hell. Jurassic World 4 / Jurassic Park 7 is happening.
Okay, great.
Not only that, it got a release date of July 2nd. Next year.
Okay.
The thing about this is David Leitch was tapped to direct. He's behind
Bullet
the
Train.
John Wick franchise, Bullet Train, Atomic Blonde, Deadpool 2, Hobbs and Shaw. Nobody directed Hobbs and Shaw. Don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry about Hobbs and Shaw, okay? I think this would be a great person to get on board for this franchise. What's a guy who directs, you know, these big action sequences? What does he do with dinosaurs? Don't even worry about it. He's out. He's dropped out.
I was excited for some Dino Riders style gun fu of some sort.
Oh, my God.
You know, they're all strapped.
Yeah, they're all strapped.
You know, they're on a train.
Insider say.
One's British.
One would be British.
Hello, I'm a plesiosaur. Plesiosaur to make your acquaintance, he would say.
He might just say that.
Yeah.
Voice of Aaron Taylor Johnson,
exactly,
no doubt.
Yes. Yeah.
Insider say the parting was amicable. So this was... He was in talks.
Okay, sure.
And his version was different than the version they're going to put out, which will just be whatever, I assume.
Might be good.
They need someone to just put something out that's whatever, and I don't think he could deliver that in the time frame.
You think he'll have too much personality?
Yeah, probably.
He'd film it, and then they'd have to strip out all the personality.
Mm.
David Leitch gets a bad rap, I think.
What?
On account of some of his movies are bad.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Yes, but he didn't direct that, as we've learned this week. I quite like Bullet Train.
So do I. Yeah,
hasn't set the world on fire. He directed some of some John Wicks.
Yeah. Maybe Atomic Blonde.
I like that one.
Deadpool 2, you know. That's probably the best Deadpool at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like a long history of action movies.
It's true.
This also we talked about. They got like the original screenwriter of the first Jurassic Park and whatever. So I don't know where they're going with this.
They're fire him.
Yeah, I want Mad
How about
Max.
We make it a little bit slow?
Yeah.
Wrong, you're fired.
There are no wrong answers.
I was thinking about introducing some new characters. Wrong, fired.
New dinosaurs?
Fired. Yes, but you're fired. We liked that idea, but it was too late in the game. You're fired. We're going to pay Sam Neill a lot of money to come back.
That's right, yeah. So, again, as we've talked about, I'd love like a weird Mad Max dinosaur future, similar to Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which I guess we're going to talk about in a bit, but I think they might know. Look, my fear is they're just going to be like, and they opened another park. And then
that's your fear?
That they just do it again. They just do another Jurassic Park again and they're stuck on the island.
We sort of have to look at the life cycle of this sort of franchise and go, when are they going to do back to basics? Because invariably it sort of has to happen. Like they're headed towards it with Fast and Furious apparently, where they might just go back to stealing DVD players or whatever, or small-time heists or something. Because the missions are too much. Mm. I was thinking about this the other week about how like in Fast X it feels like how like little kids play in the playground. It's like we got a mission. We got a mission from the agency. We're gonna do a mission. We're gonna go and stop the bad guys. Do the mission. What are we gonna do on the mission? We're gonna drive cars real fast.
I'm falling off the swing, but it's a truck.
It's a truck.
Help me.
Help me. I'm not gonna help you. I'm gonna drive real fast. I'm gonna drive fast.
Yeah. Do you think that's how they workshop them?
Yeah.
Vin Diesel just...
He goes to a playground.
Dramatically running around a playground.
Yes, I think so.
By himself, he'd have it cleared.
Yeah, the kids would be removed.
Because I don't know if anybody's noticed that or we talked about it, but those movies are mostly just him by himself. Well, his parts is just him by himself.
Yeah.
Or with a new person.
Mm.
Yeah. Which is fun.
Who hasn't soured on him. Yeah. Or who doesn't have the clout to say no. Yes.
That's right, yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Nope, I've still forgotten.
Jurassic something.
Yeah, are we going... You might be right. I think potentially we're at back to basics point where they're like, hey, sorry about all the giant bugs we let loose on the earth.
Yeah.
Now we're just going to do one park. And the public loves it.
Yeah, see, again, like you could... I think they'd be looking for that awe-inspiring moment with dinosaurs.
Sure.
But you can't really do that anymore because that was in 1993.
Yeah.
And so just showing a dinosaur is not enough.
Yeah.
So bringing that back, I think, look, put it next to like a landmark and then you're like, wow, it's next to the Statue of Liberty. I've never seen a Brachiosaurus next to the Statue of Liberty. That says something.
Wow, it's on a roller coaster. That Brachiosaurus, they put it on a roller coaster. That's what we're doing now.
Dino riders.
Mm.
Dino riding a roller coaster.
That's right.
All right, we're going to move it along though because Disney earnings call or whatever, these are always fun. I don't listen to them because they're probably not fun. But
Think there's actual, is there actual recordings?
Yeah, if you're like an investor, you can listen in.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's you, I assume.
I'll buy $1 of Disney stock.
I think there's a cap, I assume. I don't know anything about it, but you have to buy at least probably eight, I reckon.
$8 or 8 shares?
I don't know. I don't know, Mason. I'm making this all up.
You are. It's true. I don't think the recording thing is true either.
No, it's true. You can listen to it.
I reckon. Surely it gets leaked on YouTube.
Yeah, you're probably right. Look, the important thing is it doesn't matter.
Okay.
But we did get news that Moana 2 is coming out this year.
Okay.
And people were like, where the fuck did this come from? How is this happening? There's been no word of it. The rumor is The Rock and Ali... Crevalio, I'm sorry, I've said that wrong definitely, but I did phonetically put out the, I looked into it and I still got it wrong. That's who plays Maui and Moana.
Uh-huh.
They're yet to sign on, but that's likely going to happen.
Now, I read something along the lines of it was going to be a TV show.
Correct.
Probably. Three parts or five parts, something like that.
Yeah.
And they've just decided to smash it together into a movie.
I think they realize that there's diminishing returns with their streaming. They lost like quite a few subscribers recently. It was like a million or something. But they also increased the price. They ended up making more regardless. Ooh, so it all worked out.
They should increase the price again.
Yeah, great. So, yeah, it does look to be a reworking of the series, but it still has like high production values or whatever you'd assume. So, because
some of the original voice cast.
Yeah, some potentially.
Nice.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is also not returning, but singer-songwriter Abigail Barlow and composer Emily Bear are stepping in to fill that role. So there's like...
Two of them's one Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Seems that way. Okay. But looking at their body of work, and I can't remember the top of my head, I'm like,
You're making it up.
I'm making it up.
Yeah, just make some stuff up.
It's probably my favourite.
Wow.
Of just
they wrote Rent.
Did they?
Yep. And Fame.
Did they?
Yep. And
another one in that era, right?
Yeah.
Hairspray?
Hairspray.
It's not really that era, but
the John Travolta one.
Oh.
Modern.
Modern. 2006 yep. potentially.
Yeah,
modern.
Yeah.
So there is the fear that this is like the Disney 90s director VHS.
That era's back. People but love that era.
This has happened before and worked. So Toy Story 2 was going to be direct to VHS initially, and they were like, this is so good, we're going to release it in cinemas. This could be it. It's so good that they have to rush it to cinemas.
Nice.
Yeah. But also, as we talked about last week, the biggest streaming movies of last year, like the, if you look at the top 10, they're movies that came out in the cinemas. So they would know that. So, and Moana is like, it did well. I think it made like $600 million or something. It didn't do like Frozen numbers, but it is, everybody knows, everyone loves Moana. You know, even you've probably seen Moana.
I haven't.
He hasn't seen Moana, everybody. I was making things up again.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good movie though. It's genuinely good. Uh-huh. Of the modern Disney movies, I think it's head and shoulders above like all of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of Toy Story 2, what if they got Randy Newman to do the music for this?
Boop, ba-doop, boop, boop, boop.
There's some people and they live on an island and there they go when they're surfing on a whale. I haven't seen it.
No, that's right.
Okay, great.
Sounds like you have seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've certainly listened to a lot of Randy Newman.
So, now, the live-action Moana, which is set for June of next year.
Is it Moana or Moana?
Moana.
Is it?
Mm. Okay. Moana. Like Goanna?
Yeah.
Like Joanna?
Maybe.
Like Joanna, Goanna, Moana?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one where The Rock is like, I need a hit.
Right.
Not of heroin, presumably of Tiate, and also a box office hit.
Uh-huh, sure.
And he wants to, so he's doing live action Moana. Right. He's coming back as Maui and he's like, but I'm a real big man.
And he's back in the world and of wrestling as well.
Yeah, people seem to love that at the moment.
He's currently a heel, as I understand.
Well, I think he's like a heel within it, and he's also people like, why have you inserted yourself into this storyline which had nothing to do with you up until recently?
Oh, I see, right.
There's this whole controversy about it where, people are very sour on The Rock. And it's not, I don't think it's the heel thing. I think it's like people are.
The storyline was all the guys in the WWE were doing a No Rocks Club, and he's just shown up, and he's like, well, I'm in it now. Do what I want.
Yeah, because he's got part ownership and all that Vince McMahon shit. That's what a fucking monster, by the way.
I haven't heard any details, but it makes sense.
You can look into it. Mm. All the things that you thought about him that are bad, like it's also way worse than that.
Right,
all things that you already know, allegedly. But
I know things for real, not just allegedly.
Also, Zootopia 2 got a release date in November.
Zootopia.
Very good, 2025. Toy Story 5 and Frozen 3 are coming out in 2026.
Okay, a lot of sequels.
That's all you want.
Okay. How did Toy Story 4 end again?
They all parted ways.
They did. So they're coming back.
Presumably.
Nice.
Yeah.
Or they could do new toys. Yeah, no, they wouldn't.
What are you saying?
I don't know.
That Gil Counter-Reese was a new toy.
Yeah, that's true.
Toy Story 4 was good.
I agree.
Yeah, they're all good. Mm-hmm. Some people are going to say, no, actually that one wasn't a good one. But listen, fucking Toy Story, who cares? What do you think about it so much?
Well, okay.
Don't think about it.
Was that from the earnings call?
Yeah.
Stop thinking about it. More crap. More crap.
Well, speaking of, The Mandalorian and Grogu is going to be coming out in 2026. That's the Mandalorian movie. It's going to be the first of a new slate of Star Wars films, whichever ones they're doing. I don't know yet. There's a High Republic one and there's – I don't know.
For now.
Taika Waititi maybe, but probably not.
I reckon he's out.
Yeah, I can't tell. Mm-hmm. So, but this one I would say is probably happening because they're already doing it.
Sure.
Like that's the stuff that they've been focusing on, the TV stuff, and they're building towards Thrawn or
I mean, these
else.
Days that's no guarantee of anything though, is it? No. The fact that they've already filmed a thing nowadays in the film industry is no guarantee they're going to release the thing.
Let's absolutely get into that. Mm. So also on the earnings call – here's a Bob Iger quote. I wish I had the audio, which is probably available.
Absolutely.
He said, it is our zeal to greatly increase volume partially tied to this wanting to chase more global subs for our streaming platforms.
All of that's awful, by the way. Just as a sentence? more volume?
No, it's in our zeal.
Like he's selling cooking oil or something. We're going to increase the volume.
Of water in our cookie oil.
Thin it out.
So I meant to say, I think I said it wrong. In our zeal to create increasing volume, some of our studios lost a little focus. And that's their fault, I assume.
That is their fault, not what he said, to do more.
So the first step that we've taken is reduce the volume. We've reduced output, particularly in Marvel. And we're seeing that this year where the only movie is Deadpool. Well, we've got Spum, the Sony Pictures universe of Marvel movies.
Which most people think is the same.
Yeah, they do.
So that's
it
killing
still hurts.
That's killing the model as well because people are going, what Marvel movies are they releasing this year? Oh, Madam Web, I'll see that. Oh, it's garbage. Cool, yeah. Great.
We don't know. We haven't seen it. It's out this week.
Dakota Johnson is saying it's garbage.
She is telling everybody it's garbage, but I don't think she's seen it. So we can't take her word for
it. She will never see it. They'll go to the premiere and then they'll leave. All the stars will go to the premiere wearing like spider-style dresses.
Yeah.
And then they'll leave before the movie starts. There was an earthquake during one of her interviews this week. I don't know if you saw that.
No. How did she handle it?
They just stood there and they went, yep.
That sounds about
sounds
right.
Sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah. My goodness.
I also saw this week, I don't know if you have that, is Disney acquiring a game studio?
Yeah, so they put, I can't remember what it was like $100 million or billion dollars into.
It
wouldn't
be $100 billion.
Could be.
Games.
Tencent Gaming.
Oh, Tencent Media is a movie studio as well, right?
They do. So there we go. No, Epic, sorry, it's Epic Games. Disney invests $1.5 billion. So we're somewhere in the middle of $100 million.
We're both right in a way. Sure. Yeah.
Into Epic Games, and that's going to basically, you're going to see more Fortnite shit, basically.
Also, I read, and I think the timeline lines up, Bob Iger was the guy who shut down all the gaming stuff, like all of Disney's gaming stuff back in the day.
That makes
sense.
Like
he shut down like LucasArts and...
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's good. So, yeah, good work, Bob Iger.
I don't like games.
I understand.
Star Wars games. And I only want one every 8 years.
Yeah, good.
That's all I want.
Yeah, yeah. So when they cancelled that 1313 project, which was going to have Boba Fett in it, you liked that.
Yeah, I loved that.
It's great.
They cancelled that Uncharted kind of style one. Amy Hennig was doing one. There's a few others. Great. Like that's it's just printing money with that shit, you know, and they're realising that now, but insanity. Speaking of money, and we always are.
Oh, yeah.
It's by the wrap. Warner Brothers are apparently shelving.
We don't get out of bed for any less than talking about money. You know?
Certainly true. Yeah.
You text me, you're like, you come over, record a podcast. I'm like, are we talking about money? Yes? All right, I'll be there.
The rap says that Warner Brothers have shelved Coyote versus Acme for a $35 million tax write-off, which is what they initially did. Do you want to quickly explain what this was going to be and...
Oh, well, it was going to be a Who Framed Roger Rabbit style mix of live action and animation.
John Cena was in it.
And it's Wile E. Coyote comes to the real world to sue the Acme Corporation for all his faulty equipment that he uses to.
Multiverse, real world, is that how it works?
Yeah, probably a multiverse.
Probably a
situation.
Web. He goes through the Madam Web.
He might go through the Warner Brothers server and meet Al G. Rhythm.
From Space Jam 2,
yeah,
New Legacy.
That movie that has predicted everything that Warner Brothers has done for the last couple of years.
I would say predicted or it just...
They just observed what was happening.
They knew what was happening and...
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Just churning out crap and...
Yeah, cancelling stuff, deleting it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's awful. Just being awful. Wow.
Yeah. God, because there is that scene where they're like, we can put you in every kind of form of media and what if we smashed all media together and it's like, yeah, that... That's it. You're doing what?
And we hate it.
Is this a joke or like a presentation?
Anyway. Oh, crap.
So apparently Netflix, Amazon and Paramount submitted handsome offers for the movie.
Ooh.
I'd like to see those.
That's right.
Don't mind if I do. Warner Brothers wanted at least $75 million and wouldn't allow any counter offers. Now, I know that the Paramount one, that came also with a cinematic release.
I see.
But they were basically like, this is $75 million. And then they came back and they went like, what about 60? And they're like, no, it's $75 million.
Yeah, wow.
So that's the number that's David Zaslav, who's CEO of Warner Brothers, who
he
has
demanded.
Just got in his head, I assume.
Who's never seen the movie also, by the way.
Wow, let's talk about that, Mason. So just quickly, it was a take it or leave it situation. One that the other studios didn't even know that they were entering into.
Great.
That's really cool.
So it was like a silent auction, but they didn't.
Yeah.
The
But it had to be $75
million. $75 million.
And if you didn't guess that, you're wrong.
You're wrong, yeah.
A source close to the movie doesn't believe Warner Brothers would even announce that they hadn't found a home for the movie, as via the rap again. They would unceremoniously delete it, never to be seen again.
So this isn't a case of just they put it on a shelf and it exists somewhere and maybe they'll release it at some point in the future. This is like they delete it off everything.
Correct.
So hopefully somebody steals a copy before.
Yeah. Well, also David Zaslav, again, hasn't seen any version of the movie. While some other higher-ups have seen, like, different versions and they've screened it for some people who apparently quite enjoyed it. I saw – who did I see talk about this
Paul week? Scheer said he saw it and he liked it.
Yeah. I know. I saw some – I can't remember who was – someone was talking about, like, the only reason people are talking about this movie at all is because it got cancelled, which is true. But also, like, it's not like they've been promoting it.
That's true, yeah.
Like, it's not like it was at the front of anybody. I don't remember whether I knew this was happening before they cancelled it.
Same.
Like,
yeah.
The last one of these they did was, well, Space Jam.
Yeah.
Which was bad.
Awful.
Before that, it was Back in Action. So They don't even really make these anymore. And the only reason they made Space Jam 2 is because there was a Space Jam 1. They wouldn't have made that otherwise.
No, that's true. Absolutely, yeah. They just saw a trending line on Google that just said, people are searching for Space Jam a lot.
Yep.
A lot of hits on that Space Jam website from the 90s.
Yes, that's right.
Let's make another movie based on that.
Yeah, let's do that. So
we're smart.
Yeah, they are. So just a fucking, what a dreadful bloke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And look, I understand like the financial incentive behind it and all of that, but they're like, I'm not a genius. I'm not even a money man, Mason. We love talking about money. We don't get out of bed for anything less than talking about money.
Sometimes we just stare at each other and go, $100 bill.
That's right.
What if there was a bigger bill than a $100 bill or $1,000 bill?
I feel like, though, there is a way to release this and make more than the $35 million that they'll get from the tax write-off.
Sure.
Like, there's a very – you could make $36 million.
Yeah.
Or even sell it for $35 million and then it's the same.
It is the
like,
same.
Like, what is this? What's the block on this?
Because they don't want to sell it to somebody else and they do a cinema release and it makes $200 million and then they'll look stupid.
Yeah, you're right.
So.
Yeah. See, I have a similar thing where I play the lottery every week with my friends, my idiot dumb friends that I hate, Mason.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm in a group chat and every week they're like, there's a $100 million lottery draw and I always play. Because I know if I don't, they will win $100 million. And I cannot have that.
They do what they – we've talked about this, but they do one at my work. There's one guy who puts in, it's like, this week it's $200 million. And he's like, put in $100. Well, I'll put in $100 each. And I'm like, God.
Imagine if they all win.
Imagine if they all won
and they're
driving up in Ferraris to tender their resignation at work and I'm just plugging away at work and I'm like, ugh. So I did it a couple of times and then the last few I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
And they haven't won.
Statistically, they won't.
They won't because it's throwing money down the toilet is what's happening there.
But what if they did?
And I say, make it $50.
Yeah.
$50.
$100 is crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy. $100 is a crazy amount to throw away because that's what you do. Anyway, so it's – we're talking about money though, James.
We're talking about money. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, that's right. We love talking about money.
So, yeah, this is the state of Warner Brothers. This fucking guy's got to go, man.
Yeah.
Like anybody else.
Mm.
He's worse than all of the other CEOs, and that is really – that's a very fucking low bar.
I mean, he's pretty normal.
No, I mean, he's normal. We like how normal he is.
We like how normal he is.
His sunglasses and his big fucking fake teeth. Yeah. What are you doing? What is this?
I don't know.
Your aesthetic is fucking wild, man, and not in a good way.
Okay, but go like a couple of inches down, puffy vest. What do you think about that?
It's pretty good. Puffy.
Puffy vest and a polo shirt.
What weather is it? What is it?
I don't know, man.
What are you fucking Marty McFly? What are you doing?
and
he wouldn't be because he's never seen a movie.
That's true. Yeah.
That look he stumbled upon.
We've talked about it before, but, you know, any creative person with any amount of power is not going to Warner Brothers now.
No.
Because they're...
Except if you're like Nolan, who might be going back, where you can do... Or Tom Cruise, actually.
Tom Cruise, yeah. If you can put some very detailed wording in your contract that says, if you cancel this, we get all the money back or something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Really good.
Or you just can't cancel it.
Yeah, that's right. Beat you up.
Yeah.
Anyway, he'll take a big.
I'll get Macquarie to beat you up. He's pretty big, I think.
I think what's happening, we talked about, he's like stripping the company for parts. Mm. He'll get a big payout, then he'll leave in a few years.
Yeah.
You know? And then Kathleen Kennedy will take over. And
boo! Boo, I say.
I feel like.
Bring back Zaslav.
I feel like you're more indifferent than Boo Mason, if I had to guess. All right, shall we move it along to Super Bowl? Sunday.
Nice.
Thanks.
People have no idea what you did there. The technical feat you presumably achieved there is you said Super Bowl.
Yep.
And then you cut.
Yep.
You stopped recording and then you started recording again and then you said Sunday.
That's right.
So that's really impressive.
Thank you.
I think.
Thanks. It was actually your idea. I wasn't going to do it.
Oh, wow.
But then you said, are you going to say Sunday? And I'm like, yeah, definitely.
Wow.
That was my plan.
Teamwork makes the dream work. You know
certainly
what I mean?
Does, Mason.
And it does on the Super Bowl. presumably one team won.
I know we got to get into this, right, the thing that we're talking about. Teamwork make the dream work as an expression. I don't like it because you're just rhyming like work with work.
Uh-huh, sure.
So I don't like that expression. Oh. It fucking sucks.
But you're rhyming team and dream. That works.
Teamwork, dream work. Yeah. No, sorry, not the rhyme. It's the end. It's the, you do know what I'm saying?
I do, but I don't. I think this is exclusive to you.
Good.
This is a problem that is exclusive to you, I think.
Yeah. Good. I like being special and unique. That's what people like about me too.
That's why they call you James Snowflake. James Snowflake Sunday, because of how unique you are.
That's right. It's special. Mm. And not like anybody else.
That's why your mum calls you James Snowflake Sunday. James Snowflake Sunday, get in here.
You might be wondering if this is a new voice that Mason's done for my mum. No, he's always done it.
James! Get in here!
He's been doing this for 20 years.
Now get out!
He's going to do it at her funeral.
This is actually more mellow, because she's mellowed out in recent years. And my voice is burnt out from constantly doing it for 20 years. So.
All right, Mason, it's Moopa Mole Monday.
That's right.
Before we get into this is via Variety.
It's me, I'm Moopa Mole.
Oh, Variety said.
Get in here.
Oh, God, okay.
Now get out of here.
All right.
I've forgotten what I brought you in here to yell at you for.
Variety said, Moopa Mole, that more than 100 million people are expected to tune in on Monday, February 11th for Super Bowl LV111.
Good, because I've got a lot of things to say.
All right. Pitting the Chiefs against the 49ers, whatever. Now, buying a...
That's Travis Kelce's team.
That's right.
He's dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah. You're mad about that? Do you have a big opinion on that?
No, this is me. This isn't...
Yeah, no, Moopa I know. Mole I'm left. Asking if you have
He left. I don't really have anything to say with Moopa Mole, the character, so he's gone.
Okay. But you as a person, do you have strong opinions that they cut to her every...
No.
Every...
Is she there? Is she going to be
there? Half an hour, presumably. I don't know.
Oh, because she's going to be in Melbourne next week.
Wow. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, me too. We're just like Taylor Swift in a way.
We are.
She just like us for real.
For real. Now, buying a 30-second ad during the most watched television event of the year doesn't come cheap. A prime spot in the first quarter could run for approximately $7 million this year.
I actually don't have that much cash, I'll be so.
Shut up, Moopa Mole.
I'm going to leave.
All right, Mole. As the box office struggles to return to its pre-pandemic strength, Hollywood is hoping these massive marketing spends will translate into substantial ticket sales for upcoming blockbusters. Now, this isn't a guarantee, right? Because sometimes like a...
It should be. They should be like, we guarantee.
So, you know, you'd think...
more than that, we guarantee.
Yeah. You're potentially reaching 100 million people, and that's only in the US,
What's
right?
What's the other team? The Chiefs and the...
They're 49ers.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a 49er, do you think?
20 less than something I'd prefer.
Come on, mate. Settle down.
I will. I'll settle down.
You're in the presence of Moopa Mole here, a pillar of the community.
Now, I just wanted to mention this doesn't always pay off because last year Amazon plunked down more than $7 million for a 60-second spot for the Ben Affleck, Matt Damon movie Air.
Oh, yeah.
Based on the story about we have to get this shoe to Michael Jordan or he'll kill us.
Yeah. We'll tape it to a brick, throw it through his window.
That's right. So I just find it fascinating.
That's why the Nike box is red when you buy Nikes. Because so it represents the brick threw through Michael Jordan's family's house.
I really find this fascinating that, like, it really is a gamble and it can mean nothing.
Mm.
You can put all the money in the world
into
this and it just
and you could be one of those people who has, like, a crazy idea for a crazy invention or something and you...
Yeah.
Get all the money you have in your life and you put it in that and it just sinks.
Doesn't work.
And I'm saying if you're out there, it might work though.
Yeah.
Give it a try.
But that's, we don't endorse that. Moopa Mole
No, I
does.
Guarantee it.
Oh, you do?
I guarantee returns.
So let's talk about some teasers and trailers. Some of these are from earlier this week and whatever. Uh-huh. We got A Quiet Place Day One.
That's right.
This is Lupita Nyong'o is headlining this. It's not a John Krasinski directed film, but it is in the Quiet Place universe.
It's not a Krasinski joint?
No, it's not. But it's like our... Jordan Peele puts his name on whatever, et cetera, you know? It's like whatever the Saw franchise and whoever runs that now, et cetera. So, yeah, it's what happens in New York on day one because most of the time it's just like you're fighting a spider in the woods. Now you're fighting a few spiders in New York, baby.
That's right.
And that's where the money is.
Yeah. Did they put in
– Wall Street.
Was it in this trailer or was it in a previous trailer? They certainly put like Cillian Murphy –
Yeah.
Front and center in the trailer, even though he's presumably not in this.
Maybe, because he would have had to have been alive at this point in time.
That's true.
So potentially.
Yeah.
I know Jimon Honsu's in the movie, it seems, and he was in the last one.
Okay.
So, yeah, there might be some crossover characters. So, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
Something that
I like continuity.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So this could be a good one.
Like shared universes.
I hope it doesn't end like the last two did where you just play a big noise and the monster goes, oh, that's my thing that I hate.
No, because at this point they don't know you need a big noise.
Yeah, but you might know, you might figure it out, but you can't tell anybody because you've got to be quiet about it. And if you don't have a pen or paper, you can't demonstrate to somebody that you need to do a big noise.
Oh, do you think this is going to end sort of Twilight Zone style with that poetic irony?
Yeah.
Where some guy will know that that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
But all the pens are broken. You know?
Yeah.
He's surrounded by all these broken pens and he's like, I can't do anything. I can't write anything. I can't. Oh. Oh.
Then the monster
gets
him.
And he's written, don't make a big noise on a piece of paper.
Mm.
But he needs to tell him you need to make a big noise.
Oh, okay.
But the erase is broken as well.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know? So maybe that's the origin of like what is the weakness, and he went to
Krasinski
write it.
He didn't write that. That's an artifact from a previous time.
Yeah,
he just put up there. He's
like, okay, I'll write what is the weakness, and then underneath I'll write what the weakness is. But he ran out of ink.
Yeah, that's
God
right.
Damn, we can make prequels.
Yeah, we can make prequels.
Yeah, not
you
now.
Just take a thing from the original movie
and you explain it too much.
Yeah, explain it too much. This guy's a whiteboard salesman. He's just a struggling whiteboard salesman.
Yep. In an era of digital technology, he's still dragging whiteboards on rickety wheels. Yeah, one of the wheels has come off.
Yeah. He's got it in a shopping cart with only three wheels and it keeps turning and he just keeps pushing it down the bad streets of New York City.
Yeah.
He's taking it up, you know, in the elevator to the big wigs in the penthouse of the office building.
Yep.
And they're like, no.
It's the pursuit of happiness, but a whiteboard salesman, and then it becomes a Quiet Place prequel.
That's right.
Wow, I love that. The Fall Guy. Ryan Gosling is in his silly season.
That's right, exactly.
Silly movies.
That's right.
We've seen a trailer of this before. Who's the director of this again? It's
David Leitch.
Is it?
I don't know, maybe.
No, I think you're right, actually.
It might be. I think it is.
Yeah.
Pretty confident. Somewhat.
You are pretty confident, and you're right.
Yes.
So this is about a stuntman named Colt Seavers, and you know, he's Emily Blunt's the director and whatever, and they have to go and get Aaron Taylor-Johnson, who's in the movie, but they get drawn into a real John Wick or something.
They sure do.
And he has to John Wick everybody.
It's like that TV show, The Fall Guys.
That's right.
And the game Fall Guys.
And the game Fall Guys, yeah, that's right. So a good cast that's got Stephanie Hsu, who was in, what was that one that I liked recently?
Everything Everywhere All At Once.
Yes, but there was another one she was in a comedy that I liked
called
as well.
Not the Hangover.
Cool. Let's go.
We're having a day trip.
Yeah.
On a little holiday, we're going and we're
meeting my family.
Little adventure, and we're going. Yeah. And the one with this, we're all drunk in that.
Yeah, we're all drunk in that. Winston Duke's in it. Had a Hannah Waddingham, who's from Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there you go. Anyway, not much else to say about that other than all right.
A lot of fun. I mean, this trailer was basically sort of a montage of all the silly bits. Like you can see all the stupid movies that he gets involved in and et cetera. Yeah. So sort of real highlights reel.
Absolutely.
There.
Then we've got Wicked Part 1.
I didn't watch this trailer.
But you don't have to. Have you seen Wicked?
No.
No, you probably should have watched this then. You wouldn't know what's going on. I didn't know you hadn't seen the musical Wicked.
I haven't seen the musical.
You're not familiar with it?
No.
You ever seen a musical broken up into two parts?
Yes.
Was
Claire in Into the Woods?
Yes, Claire was Into the Woods.
I saw that.
Yeah,
it was broken up into two parts.
Okay, there you go. No, this is like two movies.
Oh.
So the play, well, it would be in two because there's an intermission. Yeah, so the director of this, he did Crazy Rich Asians. He also did Now to See Me Too, In the Heights, which is the first Lin-Manuel Miranda movie. So there's a background in like musicals and et cetera and whatnot. But it's basically like, what is the origin of this thing, the witch and et cetera?
She was a whiteboard saleswoman?
Yes, that's right. And the wheel came off.
Squeaking along.
She survived the apocalypse and et cetera. It's got...
Broke her nose on it. They slammed the door in her face. That's why she has a broken nose.
A broken witch nose.
Yeah, and it went... She got gangrene.
Yeah.
That's why her face is like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
So it's just spread out.
Yeah, on her face, yeah. Mm.
So Cynthia Erivo plays the lead and Ariara, the green witch, whichever one that is, Wicked Witch of the West, I want to say, but she's not wicked yet. That becomes in part two.
Which one dies in Wizard of Oz?
That's another one. Because then there's Ariana Grande is playing Glinda, who's the good witch.
Okay.
But she's kind of like, if you've seen the musical, which I know you haven't.
I have not.
She's like conceited, but she decides to help the wicked witch. And she's like, we'll be friends and whatever. And she's like the perfect one. And the green witch is like, I'm fucking green. I'm the only one who's green.
Sure.
And that's hard. I'd imagine.
Mm. I've got to sell these whiteboards. Nobody wants them.
It's a metaphor for.
Yeah. I've got to sell these whiteboards, but nobody wants them. What's the secret to selling whiteboards? I'll write that down. It's the secret.
What is it?
It's the secret.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum's the...
What's the weak? Oh, it's the weakness.
Weakness, yeah. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
You can just get it wrong in the prequel. No one knows.
That's right.
Jeff Goldblum's the...
No, people will go, oh, it's actually a different type of whiteboard in the sequel. There's clearly... This
particular model?
They discontinue that model, so it's interesting that they put it in the prequel. It's interesting. It's very interesting. And then there's the newer model.
Yeah.
Even though society crumbled and they didn't...
There wouldn't have been a new
model.
They
wouldn't have been to make a new model.
Because the universe stopped in 2017. They wouldn't have been producing whiteboards, don't you think?
Very interesting. Oh, is there some sort of offshore production of whiteboards or something during an alien invasion? I don't think so.
It probably wouldn't have been that. That's also true. So, yeah, it's Wicked. If you've seen Wicked, it's Wicked, the musical, but only half of it.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah. Defying Gravity said, oh, Jeff Goldblum's the fucking...
executive producer.
Yeah, he's executive producer, but he's also the wizard. The big wizard, okay, right. Who's not really magic, because it's a universe where there's sort of magic, but there isn't whatever. And
I'm familiar with the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. And he's from Earth. He's from the James Franco universe.
He's the great Oz, the Great and Powerful.
Yes, that's right. Oh. Which is a different universe, I think.
Do you think they'll transform James Franco and Jeff Goldblum sort of Looper style?
Oh my god!
James Franco's hair will keep getting longer and longer and longer and more emo.
Yeah.
He'll brush it aside, and all of a sudden, it's Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, I think that's what will happen.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Because James Franco is still working, presumably. Mm. I don't know what he's up to, but somebody should be keeping an eye on him. Somebody should be keeping tabs on him. There was a featurette. I think there's supposed to be a TV spot, and I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. For IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Speaking of John Krasinski, it's his movie where we're like, what if your fake friends were real?
Sure.
God, I wish that was like real life, you know? I've got so many fake friends. I wish they were real, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Just all hangers-on to my podcasting.
That's exactly
conglomerate.
Right. Champagne for my real friends. Real pain for my sham friends.
Thank you. Yeah. So there's a fun featurette where...
Real lies.
Wow, you know, that's good.
Think, doesn't it?
Where Randall Park...
Are these all Drake lyrics? They probably are.
I don't know. What's... So... You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
So there's a featurette where Randall Park is pretending to be John Krasinski. It's the joke from The Office where he appeared and pretended to be Jim and...
But of course The thing that puts it all together is they put Randall Park in all the behind the scenes.
That's right, yeah.
Did they do that digitally or did they get him in on the day?
I was going to ask you, what do you think?
I think they got him in on the day.
Yeah, it seems that way. It would probably
it'd be less work to just get him in on a couple of days.
Yeah.
And rock up and put the hat on and point.
And that's a good joke. And that's viral marketing. Mm. And that's what Ryan Reynolds is good at. So, yeah, I don't have any opinions on this.
Okay, good.
I'm not saying it will be bad. I just don't. I don't know.
I don't think it's our demo.
Steve Carell's in it and whatever.
I mean, I'm sure they're aiming.
If I hear it's good, it's
a four quadrant movie.
They say
it's
described as like Pixar but real.
Yeah.
I mean, Pixar are real enough for me. You know what I mean? Well, I'm feeling those emotions.
Put them all in a furnace. That's pretty real.
That's pretty real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, we've got full trailer for this, a new one, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah.
I've written here, looks good and fun. I don't know whether the fun part is necessarily true.
So you regret saying that now?
Nah. Okay. I mean, I would have not said it. I could have not, but I decided to go with my first instinct.
So this is set hundreds
of years? 200 years after Caesar.
Okay, yeah.
Copped the bullet.
That's right.
Yep.
And the apes have they're all talking now. They're English, presumably.
Apes be talking.
And they've rebuilt a society very similar to that of the 1970s. Planet of the Apes movies.
And I just want to point out, off the bones of our society.
Well, I was going to say.
Because they're like, well, humans had their time and now we're building a great society. Your gong is like a piece of a ship.
Yeah,
you
that's
didn't
right.
build that ship.
Yeah,
I didn't build it either.
That's
but.
Right. We had jumbo jets and vending machines.
You got stupid hawks.
Stupid. Oh.
We had Ethan Hawke.
That's right.
It's way better.
That's right.
That's nature.
He was in all the before movies. He was in Moon Knight.
He was in Moon Knight.
Where's your version of Moon Knight? Our society produced the TV series Moon Knight. Do you remember that? Because I forgot about it.
Yeah, it happened though, didn't it?
Yeah.
He might be showing up in Secret Something.
Nice.
Moon Knight, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they continue to look good. Like, technologically, they've always been just flawless. Yeah.
Now,
and
this,
amazing.
Of course, looks like some sort of buddy quest movie.
Yeah.
Because we've got
a smart human.
Yeah, we've got a young ape.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
A yape.
So much like the original 1970s Planet of the Apes movies, the humanity has regressed to sort of non-verbal.
There was
bunch of dummies.
The explanation for this is there's a virus
in this
universe if it's similar or the same.
Spread through vending machines.
We recently did an audio commentary for this.
That's right.
So that's fun.
Original Planet of the Apes.
That's right, yeah.
But original.
Yeah.
Don't get your hopes up, folks.
No.
Not original modern one. No. Original 70s one. Charlton Heston.
Yep.
They blew it up. They blew everything up. It was Earth all along.
I'm sad about it.
You know.
I'm real sad about it.
Yeah. But in this we've got a young ape who's questioning the history of the world, and he meets a human who seems to be smarter than the others. Can she talk? Do we see her talk?
Probably. I would say probably.
Yeah, but anyway, they got to team up to get somewhere.
Yeah.
Where? Don't know.
To get a thing. Where?
To get a thing, yeah.
Who knows? What is it? It's probably a staff.
You think it's a staff?
I don't know. There's no magic.
It's a staff with a Walkman on the top.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Would it play Hey Jealousy?
Yeah, play Hey Jealousy.
Cool, man. That's really
because
cool.
That was produced before The Downfall of Man.
Yeah, that's fine. That is allowed. Yeah.
Hey, Jealousy.
Yeah.
Hey, Jealousy.
It very much it has that kind of similar thing of the original, where it's, you know, a human is proved to be more intelligent than initially perceived, and the highs up in society, like the academics or the religious people or whatever, are hiding secrets about where
we've gone back
came
to basics.
From. We've gone back to basics, which means that rocket ship is coming back.
Oh, certain. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Which took off in 2011 or whatever it was.
You think it'd be all right if I just crash here tonight?
My spaceship.
No,
it's perfect.
It is perfect.
Yeah.
And that's a foreshadowing of things to come, and I think that's wonderful.
Oh, my God. I love all of that. So, I mean, yeah, it's a different director. It's the guy who did the...
David Leitch.
No, it's the Maze Runner dude.
Oh.
And
Death Cure?
Yeah, he did them all. And Andy Serkis is... Wes Ball, yeah. Is not involved in these.
Okay.
But no, I think there's the big action bit is a gorilla's chasing the girl and she gets on a horse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's keep it low key.
That's right.
Man.
There's the big predator handshake.
Oh, yeah. They're mates. Yeah. They're mates.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah. And then we got...
there's a new Predator movie on the way.
Oh, yeah. Prey. It's called Badlands.
Yes.
And it's a sequel to Prey, but it sort of also stands alone and whatever.
Those Predators are coming back.
Yeah. I know people have said, why not... Like, because there's so much you could do with a Predator. We'll come back to Twisters, which we will talk about in a second, including Deadpool. But do like a Predator in like ancient Japan. Like, there's so many things you could do. And I like
Predator in modern Japan.
Yeah, fine. But like, and Prey demonstrated this where you can pretty much dump one of these psychos in any time period.
That's true.
You know,
yeah.
There was a recent Wolverine versus Predator comic, which was really fun. If you haven't read that, it's like 4 issues or whatever it is, 3 or 4. It's pretty.
Is it 3 or is it 4?
What?
Issues.
We've all got issues, mate. Let's not get into it.
All right, let's not.
Yeah. I think it's four, but it could be three. It
could be three, but that's a wild.
Yeah.
Three.
And I have talked about it, but it's he shows up at different points in Wolverine's life.
Sure.
And the second time he turns up, Wolverine's like, oh, I forgot about this guy. Like, I can't, I'm on the air. And I don't even think it's when he'd had, like, the brain experiments.
Right.
He's just, like, so much stuff had happened to him.
Sure.
And he's so old. He's just like, oh, I know this guy.
Yeah. I fought the Hulk, like, 10 times in between.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's the same Predator?
It's the same one. And he starts as, like, a young and kind of, like, you know, he's training and whatever, and they have this blood feud. So the Predator, at least initially, is, like, thinks about Wolverine more than Wolverine thinks about him.
Sure, yeah.
Which is fun. Yeah.
He invites Wolverine to his wedding, and Wolverine's like, oh, I didn't think we're that kind of friends. Interesting. All right. Sure. Okay.
Yeah. You want me to do a speech?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Boy, okay. Yeah. Boy, I've known him for 100 years.
Seen him twice.
Yeah. He's a good guy, you know?
He's good at the thing you guys do,
yeah.
It seems.
I mean, he hasn't defeated me.
And then everyone laughs.
Yeah. That's right. Barry, you haven't defeated him yet, have you, Barry?
The noise, the weird Predator.
Just
noise.
A regular human, this guy. He's like 5 feet tall. What are you doing, mate?
Yeah, good stuff.
I mean, he's wide.
Yeah, he's wide, and he's the kind of, he's immortal and shit. Mm. He's got a metal skeleton.
It's true.
Heal from anything and so on. Twisters. They're taking the aliens approach.
That's right.
Dollar sign S on the end. You know you're making money.
Yeah. Because we watched the trailers and slowly the letter T appear, W-I-S-T. And I got to Twister. I'm like, Twister?
I've seen Twister.
The cow was in it.
Yeah, man.
See the cow?
No.
Interesting.
The original.
But then they added the S and it's like, damn, yeah.
Cow's back. It's been spinning through.
But this time there's drones.
Yeah.
And drills.
There's drones. Yeah, it's so the Glenn Powell's in it and Daisy Edgar Jones and Anthony Ramos. So it's, David Corenswet's in it as
That's right.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Oh, Katie M. O'Brien's in it. She's got that, what's that movie coming out with Kirsten Stewart, which apparently looks really good.
Oh, it's called?
Bodybuilding Buddies or
Bodybuilding Buddies, that's right.
Yeah, that's
fun. Oh, it's called something about love? Love Lies Bleeding?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Mm.
Cool.
Which is a Sonic Animation song.
Is it?
Yep. You remember them?
No.
Interesting.
What do they do?
They were like, they did Theophilus Thistler. Remember that song?
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
I know Sonic Animations. I've seen a bunch of Sonic Animations on various platforms.
No, like that? Don't want to hear any of that.
No, because sometimes they just pop up and you're like, I didn't want to see this.
They don't pop up.
They pop up, Mason.
Wow. You're
a weird Reddit thing where it's like, don't look at this. And I'm like, well, now I have to see this.
Look at this, right?
And now I'm like, I wish I didn't.
Yeah.
So, look, I hopefully this is less like Independence Day 4 and more Top Gun 2. Independence Day 2.
Yeah.
It
could have been 4.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's Twisters, but there's more Twisters. But also there were multiple Twisters in the first Twister.
Or were there two Twisters at the same
time? I think
time?
There was. They might have even made a Super Twister.
Right,
I don't genuinely remember.
Right. Well, what they should do is they should do the two Twisters should show up and they'd be like, there's two Twisters. And then Bill Paxton should be like, not that I haven't seen before.
But he's dead, so he can't.
It doesn't matter. They did. Remember Independence Day 4? They just brought everybody back, including that dead guy.
Who did they bring back that was dead?
They brought back one of the generals who was dead.
Did they?
Yes.
How?
CGI.
Wow.
And computers and such.
I'm glad. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, he died. Yeah. We definitely talked about
it. I'm also confused about that in Moonfall. Which one of those is the real movie? You know? Because the moon was a...
I like Moonfall. Moonfall.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah. Super computer or something.
Yeah.
Wait, was that Moonfall where the moon was a supercomputer?
Yes. Well, the moon was a...
Because the moon was going to crash into Earth.
Yeah.
But was that the one where the moon was a superstructure computer?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Underneath.
And that's where we're from. Because, they shot the moon out into space and it seeded planet Earth with humans?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, because the...
And then the guy from Game of Thrones became Moon AI at the end.
Yeah, he got it uploaded into the moon.
God damn.
Yeah.
Imagine.
That was a good one.
Was a good one.
I think it's a good one. What a lot of concepts to throw into a movie that nobody saw and or liked.
I liked it.
It was the moon, because the moon was going to destroy the Earth, because the moon was like a hunter.
Yeah, because an AI. No, the moon wasn't.
Right.
Well, it got infected because there was like a rogue AI that was destroying all the doing a big moonfall to everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
Different civilizations. Mm. God, good movie. So, yeah, also, like, so the premise is similar to the first one where you got to drive a truck full of drones or...
You don't gotta.
You gotta, apparently, into a fucking Twister and then it gets all the data. But I feel like there's way easier ways of doing that.
No, but in this one, they were saying in the trailer, apparently the drones are part of an experiment. Maybe they can untwist a Twister.
How do you untwist a Twister?
Drones.
Go the opposite.
Probably.
Okay, well, I missed that when I was watching the trailer.
Okay, well, they're apparently part of a team and they want to figure out a means to, you know, stop a Twister before it twists everything.
Look, man, I don't live in Twister country.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
We get like some
we live in Twisty country.
Some sand devil kind of things every now and then. You might get a – you ever seen one
get
of those?
More earthquakes than we used to.
That's true. What do you think that is?
Probably
the vaccines, yeah.
Yeah.
But we said that in unison then.
Yeah, that's right. Nothing's happening outside. We're all just going because the government sends out a signal.
That's
and
right.
We all go, must have been an earthquake.
Yeah, what is going on with more earthquakes?
I don't know. We never used to get them at all.
Yeah, weird. It's probably nothing.
It's probably nothing.
But
what if the Earth's a supercomputer?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool, actually. Yeah.
What are we saying? Something about earthquakes?
Twisters.
Twisting backwards. I can't remember. I've lost my train of thought.
Anyway, it's all about charismatic people in trucks and they're driving around. They're going, woohoo, wear a cowboy hat on.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, we don't get Twisters that much here. That's what I was going to say. Like in Twister country, is this like a major problem like all of the time? And did they need to untwist a Twister? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's a problem that shouldn't be fixed.
Yeah, sure.
That's not what I'm saying. But like you could like food banks would probably be important too. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I mean, because that's the thing of like, why do this when you could do this?
Sure, yeah.
But I'm saying,
why does Batman beat all those people up?
Yeah, how big?
When he could just contribute to society with charity.
Exactly, right?
Well, he does both. He's allowed to do both.
He's allowed to do both?
That's right.
One means he could do the other.
That's exactly right. He goes to Alfred and he's like, is the check cleared for the orphanage or whatever? And he's like, yes, sir. And he's like, good, I'm going to beat everybody
up. How many of those orphans have turned 18 that can I beat up now?
Most of them.
Great.
Enough.
Enough, yeah.
A lot of them look 18, so you can beat them up. It's fine.
Yeah, so, you know, Twisters. Let's see. Let's go.
They're doing it for themselves.
That's right. Anyways, the big reveal, though, of course.
Oh, yes.
Was Deadpool and Wolverine, rumoured to be titled Deadpool and Friend.
Sure.
Which I feel like they should have gone with.
Or look, Deadpool 3.
Sure. Meh. Marketing-wise.
Deadpool 4?
Yeah, that's good.
Mm.
That's funny.
It is.
Because then people are furiously looking for Deadpool 3.
Yeah.
Mm.
They assume you've greased up Deadpool 3 and you've got it running through the dorms of a university. But there isn't one. That's the twist.
That's right.
You'll never find
it. Never find
it. The Dean's furious.
Yeah. I think, like, marketing-wise, this is the smartest title to really
absolutely
do for this, right?
Friend is funny, but yep. Wolverine will get people through the door.
That's right, yeah.
So it's Where's Wolverine, they'll say. They'll kick the door in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, I won't buy a ticket. Where is he? I was told he was in this theater.
Do you think, like, a condition of Hugh Jackman coming back, and he seems like a nice man, maybe he wouldn't really care, was it like, no, you have to put my character's name in the title, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I think he's had enough.
He probably doesn't care at this point, does he?
Yeah, yeah.
He's the greatest showman. Wolverine, he does what's best for the show.
Exactly. That's exactly right. He's had his name in the title so many times. The greatest showman.
Yep.
Paperback hero.
Yep.
The one where he remembers his memories somewhat.
Hugh Jackman remembers his memories.
That's right.
Yeah, these are all good Hugh Jackman movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, it starts with the Deadpool is living his life. It seems like also he might be some kind of sales consultant. It says sales consultant on his badge. There's a clip of him later where he's wearing like a long blue T-shirt.
He might be working at Walmart.
At a Costco.
But he also might at Costco or something. He might also be just undercover.
True.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. And he's wearing a wig.
Yes.
Wearing a Ray Martin-esque wig.
And that's a local reference.
Boy, is it.
Yeah.
And it's
we could put in a clip of Eric Banner as Ray Martin.
That's right. Matt, can you do that if this becomes a video? Thank you.
If not, just Google it for your own satisfaction.
That's just for you. Yeah, yeah. And all these friends are there. Vanessa, Dopinda, Negasonic Teenage Warhead, Yukio, Blind Owl, Shatterstar is alive?
Yeah, he unkilled them
did
all.
Did he bother? I didn't think he would bother to go back and get Shatterstar. Because I know Peter's there and he would have gone back for Peter.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I didn't think he'd go back for Shatterstar.
I'm pretty sure he went back for everybody.
Yeah, you're probably right. But I was just surprised. I didn't think they were close.
Well, canonically he has, hasn't he?
Yes. No, he has. I was just surprised to see
Unless
him
Unless Shatterstar can just regenerate from that weird yellowy-green goop that he was reduced to in that movie.
Colossus.
Brad Pitt not there.
No, what?
But he's invisible. What? He's invisible.
Is he?
Yep.
Yeah. So the TVA shows up and it looks slightly different.
That's the TVA from the
but
other
But it
thing.
Looks slightly different and nobody works there that we recognize.
Well, it's slightly different maybe for reasons of continuity and story, but also because they have to redo the costumes of everybody in every movie and TV series.
Sure, yeah. Well, even his costume, which we can talk about. But so Matthew McFadden Because this role was rumored that, like, they were going to bring back Owen Wilson and it'd be a Mobius thing.
Mm.
But it's, I think the leak or the rumor or the conjecture is that he's Mr. Paradox, who's often a future version of Mobius.
I see.
So the explanation I've
or
got
could
here.
Be there. For a series of Succession jokes.
Sure.
Mostly that, I would guess.
Do you think they'll do that?
Yes.
There's a moment where Deadpool's like, look at this, Disney, and then he looks at the camera and I went, oh, we're back.
Oh, we are back. We thought it was so over, but it is so back.
New suit looks good.
Mm-hmm.
More tactical, more clips and belts. Guns sure. are different, right?
Maybe.
Seem to be.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's tasked with saving the universe. What do you think's going on here? Are we doing a battle world situation?
It certainly seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think perhaps, does this carry on from season two of Loki or season one of Loki?
Some of it seems to.
Yeah, I mean.
Except for Kang.
Sure. Is he being tasked with pruning variants?
Yeah.
Perhaps that's it. And the variants being characters from perhaps Fox Marvel properties? Mm. I think so.
Do you feel like it's a situation where somebody has brought all these variants into like a Battleworld Mad Max style arena? Because you see like big spiky balls in the background and everyone's on like Mad Max vehicles and it's like this weird desert wasteland.
Uh-huh, sure.
And so it's like the Fox Fantastic Four fight Elektra and whatever. Do you think like that's...
That'd be a fairly short fight, I
think. Sure, yeah. It'd be boring, but it would, you know, mm-hmm. it'd be short. But do you think that's what it is? So there's someone is doing some kind of galactic...
Yeah, and look, it could also be a case of, you know, they're all on the hunt for a singular, like a thing, like a gem or an amulet or a time stone or something like that. And
yeah.
if they get it, they become the dominant force in the universe.
Cool.
And I suspect the TVA wants the MCU universe to be the dominant universe. Mm. So Deadpool's got to go out there and kill everybody else before they get the gem or the time stone or the whatever.
Do you think it's
the amulet?
Do you think it's his knowledge of comic books and pop culture and the fact that he knows he's in a movie, the reason you get him?
Yes, because he's just like us.
We're
the hero's just
the
like this, that's right. we're both the main character, we're all the main character,
yeah.
and we're saving the universe because we know the most.
Yeah.
We've rote-learned the most things. We've looked at the most Wikipedia pages about this sort of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
So like,
finally, finally it's nerd's time to shine.
My goodness. So when like Pyro shows up, he could be like, that's Pyro from X-Men 2 and 3,
that's right.
et cetera. Yeah. Iceman headbutted
him. His vulnerability is being shot in the head.
Because he's a guy.
He's just a man mostly, yeah, sure. I'll just wait till he's not looking and I'll shoot him in the head.
Now beyond that like battle world, there's a bunch of like strewn stuff. There's like the 20th Century Fox logo. Might be 20th Century Studio. I don't know where we're at with that at the moment.
It might be 20th Television Fox.
Oh, my God. You know? Might be 30th Futurama, whatever the Futurama
yeah,
one is.
Yeah, it might be that.
There's like a crashed helicarrier. There's like one of those flying whale skeletons at
from
one
the
point
Avengers.
We see. Yeah.
Because mm-hmm,
sure. like, people have said, is this Doctor Doom? There's a guy in a big kind of... So it looks like it's going to be a rail gun, but it's a big laser on a tank or whatever,
uh-huh.
and you see them in the background.
I think that's just a post-apocalyptic guy.
Yeah, same. I think if it was going to be Doom, you'd make it known that it was Doom, like in a more dramatic way.
Absolutely, yeah. You wouldn't have him show up like that. You'd obscure him for the first trailer, and then you'd pan out and reveal him in the next one, I think. Yeah,
yeah. exactly.
I was also going to say, before this trailer, the rumor was going to be that Deadpool was going to reveal the Fantastic Four cast in the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Like he was just going to
just say
look
it.
At the screen and just announce who they were. Speaking of Doom.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen.
No.
Unless I missed it.
Maybe you missed it.
Maybe
he did it. We all missed it.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's fine too. Yeah.
Can't rule it out.
No. Yeah. Well, it was pretty much confirmed this week that Pedro Pascal he's definitely involved.
Now, this was revealed by the director.
Yeah.
And then his Instagram account just disappeared.
And him, presumably.
And him, presumably.
Yeah.
So he's not doing it anymore and he's dead.
Do you think they're all locked in or do you think they've only got this one guy? Michael Chiklis, because he was asked about appearing in this because there's that fake image of him. I don't know if you've seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's in the thing suit.
Yeah.
With a mocap
yeah.
cap on.
But
he said...
He might be in it, but that is fake.
Yeah.
yeah.
And he said, Chiklis said that... He's not in it. That's a fake photo.
Yeah.
But he knows who is the thing.
Yeah.
And he likes this person's work.
Yeah.
So
it looks to be Cousin from the Bear. That's the rumor.
Eben Moss Backrack.
I don't
yeah.
know whether
okay.
that's still the case.
I mean, that, you know, that's a guy who's been in a bunch of great stuff.
Yep.
Very recently. You can't miss him, you know, if
yep.
you watch The Bear.
And look, man, you only really got to do one, and then you can just voice this from here on out.
That's so true.
It's totally fine. You don't even have to be there for the rest of the day. That's the best role to be.
Yeah.
You do it seriously once, and you're there on the day, and you're walking around and whatever.
That's
you know what I mean?
You do a men's health.
Yeah, yeah.
You do a men's health cover, you know.
And then
you're like, I'm so dehydrated for no reason.
And then you never show up again.
Now I've got a weird relationship with food forever.
If I don't look anything like, if I look worse than this for the rest of my life, I'm going to feel bad.
Yeah.
And you will.
That's right. But then after that, you just phone it in from the set of The Bear.
Exactly. From the set of The Bear, which is also coming back this year, actually. Now, there's a couple of shots of Wolverine in this, but there's an earlier one where you see a guy with like Wolverine-esque hair and he's wearing like a white suit jacket and he's sitting at a casino.
That's
right. See the back of him.
Sure do.
Now, the speculation is that this is probably Patch, who's a, what's that casino island in the Marvel universe?
Madripoor.
Madripoor, yeah. Because for a time in Wolverine's career, he took on this alias and went and worked there. Mm-hmm. And he wears an eye patch and he has the white suit. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's actually going to be Hugh Jackman, or do you think it's the chair's going to turn around? It's like it's Daniel Radcliffe or something like that. Like he's going to get.
I don't think it is, but Marvel, there's still time. If you want to make that happen, you got upwards of 3 weeks.
You know what I mean, though? Like he's on the hunt because he needs someone to help him, and so he chooses Wolverine and he goes to get him, but it's like the wrong guy. Yeah, imagine getting the wrong guy. And that's funny. That's a joke.
That is funny.
That's you a free joke.
You can get Dougray Scott.
Oh, my God.
One of the possibilities.
You could get Dougray Scott.
I think it might be.
Yeah.
I was
Russell Crowe was going to be Wolverine at one point.
Well, I was initially hesitant.
It's not Russell Crowe.
No, it's not Russell Crowe. I was initially hesitant to agree with you there. I thought, no, it'll probably be a scene where they have to go undercover or something like that. But I don't know if the timeline of the movie would work out like that. I think potentially you're right.
Mm.
And it is. It's a fun.
It's an opportunity for a joke.
It's an opportunity for a joke. Or maybe they do a little undercover thing.
It's even better than that. It's an opportunity for a reference, which is better than a joke.
That is so much better than a joke. Better believe it.
Anyway, I'm sure there's some disappointment surrounding, like, you don't really see Wolverine in it. You actually get a shot of him at the front in the TV spot.
Mm-hmm,
it's
yeah.
blurry, but you see him.
Or his stunt double.
Yeah, or his stunt double. But you mostly get the shadow and then you see his back for a second and then that's really
if you really need to see some shots of Wolverine.
There's a million.
So many set leak photos. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. How do you feel about this? Did it get you jazzed? It's the only MCU movie of the year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We talked about this. They're paring down their output, which is good.
Less volume.
Less volume. Obviously, Spum is dragging this down because Spum's like, us too, we make movies, Marvel movies. And
that's right, and we put Marvel at the front. We put in association with really small so you don't notice.
Yeah.
That's right.
Do you think – I think, look, regardless of this being good or not, this feels like at least a pretty substantial
Put that on the next ad. Regardless of whether this is good or not, it feels like it'd be good.
Well, do you think it's going to be like a No Way Home or do you think it's going to be like Return of the King? I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
It's the Return of the King, all right. Deadpool's the king, baby.
Is this the pinnacle of what Deadpool is doing?
I think so, yeah.
Or is this going to be reference, joke about a reference?
I mean, it probably will be, but I think I think Deadpool is probably the best at it.
Yeah.
Than anybody else.
Even She-Hulk, because she loves a reference.
I do like She-Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I think this is going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely excited for this one. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah. I think you're right. It is like the perfect person to do this. I think that I don't know.
I think Ryan Reynolds has a really good handle on Deadpool, which is why he's shifted his entire public persona to just being Deadpool.
Yeah, right.
I think he nailed it and it works and that's why he's just that now.
Okay, fair enough. But
I bet Blake Lively hates it.
Probably. We don't know what they're up to.
I don't know.
Maybe she loves it.
Probably
maybe
loves
that's
it.
What she loves about him.
Yeah,
that he's Deadpool
right.
now.
Yeah. Honey, can I please stop being Deadpool in public? No, you're going to be Deadpool.
Do you think, though, is this enough for people?
Say, look at my balls again.
Is this enough for people, though? Like, are people sick
no.
of, like.
Nothing's ever enough.
You know, like, it's this guy from this and, oh, look, she's shown up and she was whatever. At what point is this. Are people just going to switch off? Is this the dying gasp or the last hurrah of something like this?
I think it might be the last hurrah.
And I'm sure like it will be attempted more down the line.
Yeah, and I think probably Ryan Reynolds might have a Deadpool cameo in Secret Wars.
Well, I think Secret Wars will be more like a serious gathering of the greatest, you know, the greatest characters and heroes from across different dimensions, where this will be more like some of that, but a silly thing.
Yeah.
He's a silly, stupid guy you didn't think you'd see, but here he is.
That's right.
Look, he's an idiot we got.
That's right.
We got an idiot that everybody makes fun of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you think, though, follow-up question, will this save the MCU? Like, we've noticed, like, a dip in quality. We've definitely noticed, like, a dip in terms of
box office.
Is this, like, the boost?
No.
No?
I think this is for Deadpool fans. We know there's a lot of them.
Yep.
And I think it's going to be like Guardians of the Galaxy 3. It's for people who...
Like a standalone.
Yeah,
almost.
People loved, you know, the last couple and they want to see how the story ends and here's the last one and they're like, I thought I, you know, they a lot of people finished.
I thought it ended on a high with Madam Web.
That's right, exactly. And one more couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
I think there are people who are like, we finished the Marvel saga with Endgame and I'm pretty much done. But I love Deadpool, so here we go again. One more time.
What about this, though?
Last ride.
Worst case scenario.
Yes.
This turns out to be a situation like The Rock saving the DC Universe, just like he's currently saving wrestling.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Do you think that there is a chance that people are like, they turn?
Oh.
That they're like, you thought you were going to come in and do something great.
Okay.
And we actually, like, we're not responding to this or whatever. Do you think there's a chance of, like, that happening? And I don't think Ryan Reynolds is here going like, I'm here to save the MCU, fix everything. Whereas like the way that Black Adam was approached was like, I'm bringing Superman back and I'm going to fight Superman and I'm in charge and whatever.
See, I think the reason that didn't work is because that is not a concern with quality. That's just a concern with what I'm going to do.
Okay.
But I think Ryan Reynolds has a commitment to quality with this character.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be like, it's just going to be me again and we're going to rake in the box office because it's Deadpool and Wolverine. I think he's genuinely like, we've got to make a trilogy of fun ones, you know?
Yeah. I think that's probably the way it's going to go. But anything can be good or bad. We just don't know.
Except Spum.
Yeah.
Madam Web's going to be bad.
We don't know.
We do, and it's bad. I've seen it. I've seen it perfectly in my mind.
Think about this, though.
I've imagined it and rotated it in 3D in my head, and it's really bad.
Maybe you just got... That's the problem with you. You're going in expecting to hate it.
That's true.
And that's what's got to make it bad for you, and not that the movie itself is bad.
Yeah. It's only...
It's probably a good movie.
It's only everything I've seen, you know, in advance... All the footage of it that's the people me think
in
it's bad.
Who were saying it's bad.
Yeah. That's making me expect it's going to be bad, and I'm going to go in thinking it's going to be bad, and it'll be bad, and that's on me.
That's right. Anyway, I guess if people have any thoughts about this, let us know. You know what I mean? What's going on? Oh, there's a comic in it. There's a we talked about this. There's a
Secret Wars.
I think Eric Voss posted it on Twitter.
It looks to me like
the more modern,
the
logo?
More modern, the Jonathan Hickman written comic. But yeah. Who knows, man?
We don't know and we'll never know.
That's right.
It's not up to us.
Yeah.
We just love references and referencing things.
That's right.
And those are better than jokes. Or even storylines or people you know or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
This movie could just be a conveyor belt of cameos. Just a...
You know what? If any movie was going to do it, this is the one, right?
Mm, yeah.
Just do the best version of a conveyor belt of cameos and that's good enough. Don't you think?
I agree.
And speaking of, we're actually looking at that Spider-Man No Way Home this week, which is a conveyor belt of cameos.
Sure
it's a smaller conveyor belt, but
Boy,
you had some thoughts.
I do. And I think back in the day of like a year ago, whenever that movie came out,
yeah,
I was in the minority, but I think the tide's turned.
I agree. Mm. You've shifted it.
I think
You've shifted public perception.
By sheer force of personality.
That's right.
And because people watch the movie again.
They do.
Without a crowd, they watched it at home and they went, oh, I see now.
Anyways, should we move on to the next segment of the
show? Let's move on to the next segment of the
show. What is it, though?
It's what we're reading.
Yep.
What are we going to read?
Whoa!
Yeah.
I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today? Twisters are doing it for themselves. I should have done that earlier.
That's good stuff.
Standing on their own to wind.
Nice. That's good.
Thanks. What are you doing? What have you been up to?
Oh, I watched the movie Bottoms.
I've seen that.
Yeah, it's on streaming now. So.
It gets real surreal, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, it sort of...
becomes Anchorman.
It's a little bit... It's very funny. So it's Rachel Sennett and Ayo Adebiri as two losers in high school who start a fight club because they want to get with girls.
Yep.
And it's really funny. It's really good.
You told me comedy's dead, though. That's what you told me.
I did say that, and it's true. I was intending to watch it at the cinemas, didn't happen.
Yep.
But because it got kind of a limited-ish release
in
Australia.
Yeah.
And it came out months after it did in the US. So I forgot about it.
Yeah.
But it's really funny, and it's the two leads are really funny. I think the supporting cast is funny.
Mm-hmm. Fights are pretty good.
The fights are good. Their teacher, like the main guy, he's very funny.
Oh, he's good. Yeah.
And yeah, it's got a sort of surreal, like Anchorman, Naked Gun sort of vibe.
Yeah.
Do
you think it's going to be more kind of like Booksmart?
Yeah,
and it kind of starts that way, but then it becomes.
But there's like it keeps like weird stuff keeps creeping in. Like there's the first scene in class, and the class goes for like 2 minutes.
Yeah,
and there's a guy in a cage in the back for some reason. It's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. So I would love to see those two just keep making movies together.
Yeah,
like Abbott and Costello style. They could meet the Wolfman and Frankenstein
and beat him up. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, speaking of fun, Mason.
What's fun?
Look what Hugh Jackman's posted on Instagram.
Wow. He's taking a pot shot at his, I guess, formerly good friend Ryan Reynolds there.
Because he's changed the title to Wolverine and Asshole.
Now you think he's done that?
No, because if he was, he would have spelt it ARSE.
That's true.
That's the Australian way to spell it.
So what's happened here is somebody in the production staff has emailed that graphic over to him.
Yeah.
And has said, hey, can you put – actually, they've emailed it to his assistant and has said, can you post this on Twitter.
And Ryan Reynolds has replied, pump the brakes, it's a long road to July, peanuts.
Now, I'll stop you there.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds' assistant has posted that reply.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
You're so cynical. Yeah. And that's what annoys me about you, Mason.
I'm sorry. Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are sitting on the couch together and they're tweeting furiously at each other and they're high-fiving and going, good job, brother. Now I'll just Photoshop a different set of titles here.
Thank you.
I'll just crack open my laptop, shall I? And I'll just get on Illustrator and I'll just...
Yeah.
Just change some layers here, shall I?
You're taking all the mysticism out of Hollywood. And
That's what I do. That's what we do here.
That's true.
Keep it real.
We do, don't we?
Weekly Planet Industries.
So,
should I save as a PNG, Ryan? Should I save it as a PNG or a JPEG?
PNG.
Should I make an animated GIF out of it, Ryan? Should I make it morph?
PNGs would probably preserve more of the quality.
Oh, thank you for that, Ryan.
I'm not Ryan Reynolds.
I'm Hugh Jackman.
Oh, okay. So I'm reading.
Yes.
It's a comic written and drawn by Patrick Horvath.
Oh, yes.
Called.
Did you read 20th Century Man?
Not yet, but I've got it on my shelf, Mason.
Yeah, I know.
Because
I gave it to you.
I know.
It's on your shelf.
You know.
You shelved my book.
Yeah, I put it on the shelf.
Interesting.
I'll get it.
Feels like you're not going to read it.
No, I am going to read it because we're going to talk about it for Comic Book Club.
Yes, that's right.
My son actually picked it up and he's like, can I read this? And I'm like, I haven't read it, but probably not.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Now, because you always bring in like a physical copy of something. So
If I can get the paper copy, I do, yeah.
Yeah. So I've actually done something similar today. Let me just show you. So what I got here, this is my telephone. And this is where I read my comics sometimes.
It's on your telephone, beneath the trees where nobody
sees. I've brought in something physical as well.
That's your telephone.
To show up.
Your mobile telephone.
Yeah, I brought it with me today.
Oh, that's nice. That's great.
So it's basically like
did you bring one for the rest of the class?
No.
An additional telephone for everyone?
No.
Wow. Selfish.
Yeah.
Then I think I'm going to have to confiscate that.
No, what?
Smash it on the side of the table. Just one. Crack.
So it's this world of – it's kind of similar like to like Sylvanian Family or Wind in the Willows.
Oh, yes.
It's like this beautiful kind of watercolor style world where
– But they're rude?
No, not really. And all the animals are living in this like harmonious little small town and, you know, one – works at a butcher and one's, you know, he's got a little corner store and whatever.
Presumably one is a butcher.
The one actually is a butcher, that's right. Anyway, but there's this lady bear who lives among them who's just Dexter.
Oh,
and
no.
So what this person does is every now and then when the urge comes over her, she'll drive into the city and it's kind of more of a, it's all animals and that, but it's kind of more like a scummy kind of Joker-esque universe.
Oh, yes.
Like the movie Joker.
Oh, yeah.
And like do a random murder.
Oh, well, Dexter doesn't do a random murder.
No, that's true. And to kind of say...
He's more like the Trinity Killer.
That's a great way to put it from Dexter Season 3, John Lithgow. Ooh.
Oh.
And because that way she can keep living her life and she doesn't want to bring any of that into the town because that's when people start to notice because it's a small community. Anyway, in the first issue, this is just spoiling the first one, I guess, somebody else is doing a Dexter in her town and it's revealed that somebody's been like brutally murdered and she's like, well, this is bad because... this person is clearly like looking to get attention and this could bring attention to me.
Sure.
So I need to figure out who's the second Dexter in this
town. So this is a Sylvanian Family's Dexter situation.
Yes.
Finally.
Finally. It's great. I really enjoy it. And the art style, it feels very different and fresh than a lot of, like, it's a concept where you'd be like, somebody probably should have done this at some point. It feels very obvious in a dumb way, you know, that like an idiot could have come up with this.
Sure. No. Well, we didn't, did we? So I guess we're the dummies.
No, it's, I like the idea of it. And it's like, to look at, it's quite beautiful and tranquil,
yeah,
but
right.
It's got this undercurrent of, you'll just see a really bloody body at one point.
I wonder what came first in the production of this comic book. Do you think it was, I would like to do a Dexter-style serial killer versus serial killer
That's
comic
when
book?
When and how?
Or was it like, I should do something Sylvanian Family style?
Okay,
and then,
yeah.
Well, what if I made it murdery?
Great question.
Isn't it, though?
I don't know. Well, maybe I'll see if I can bring up an interview at some point with Patrick Hovarth.
That's a name I recognise. What have they done before?
What have we got here? I'm just clicking on his old Wikipedia.
Nice.
Mostly filmography, it seems. If this is the same person, Entrance 2012, The Pact 2, 2014, Southbound 2016. I don't know whether this is even the same guy, but yeah, there's a few interviews with him on Twitter. So I might
I'll tell you what,
out.
Pretty talented, these Patrick Hovarths.
I know.
I'll tell you that much.
Am I telling you, Mason?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's a filmmaker. It's probably the same.
Maybe.
Same guy. So there you go. Well worth checking out. I can't remember who publishes it, but I can find out.
It's Skybound.
It might be something like that, yeah.
Dynamite. Boom Studios.
Like it's Dynamite.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm just...
What are you, Hugh Jackman over there? Altering layers and such?
I just realised I can look at the physical copy that I have.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, it's IDW. All there right. You go. That took too long. Hopefully you edited some of that down, Collings, but you don't have to. It's not your job. Should we move it along?
Let's move it along.
Letters.
Time for letters.
Classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
I know they're here right now, we're going to do letters.
If you do want to reach the show, hashtag weeklyplanetpod on Twitter.
And why wouldn't you?
Or weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
That's right.
Mason, do you have a letter for us?
I've got a letter right here from Joe.
All right.
Hey, lads, while watching the Spider-Man Universe's tier list on YouTube.com, that just came out.
Thank you. We did that.
I remembered an odd trinket I had as a little kid in the early 2000s. The I Am the Amazing Spider-Man personalized DVD was a product where you could send headshots to be superimposed on an extremely crappy, low-budget 3D animated short. My parents did this when I was like 4 or 5. I'd forgotten about it, and 20 years later I found the DVD, and wow, is it impossibly bad.
Oh, my God. He could send
a copy over, but he says, the animation is terrible. The voice acting is horrendous. It's such a fascinating piece of obscure media. I'd love to send a digitized version.
Email it through. Yeah. I'd be very interested in
Please
that.
Please email that
I
over.
I love a weird crap thing.
There might be some on YouTube, that's from Joey. Yeah. Because that used to be a thing.
ScienceWorks did a similar thing.
Yeah. When I was a kid a couple of years ago,
yeah.
They could do that with books. They probably still do it with books.
Yeah, they do.
Where it was
yeah.
like Meso goes on an adventure.
Yeah.
And you'd send
And
a
you
picture.
Meet Santa Claus or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And they just go, okay, we'll send the version with the brown haired kid.
Yeah.
And put Meso in the
You
title.
Can get more specific with it now.
Yeah,
you can even get like action figures done of yourself.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I'm wearing Luke Skywalker's clothes.
He's nude.
This is my...
It's a two-pack. It's me and I've got his clothes and he's nude.
This is my version of The Last Jedi.
That's right.
Remake The Last Jedi, but I'm in it and I've got Luke Skywalker's clothes and he's nude.
That's right. Well, he's paid the $20, so I guess we're sending those out.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool. Yeah, there's a bunch of custom stuff you can get now for kids.
And
for anybody.
For anybody you can...
Anybody of any age.
That's right.
That's fun. There's so much like specific... You could buy like a Boba Fett costume and you get your exact measurements for it and it costs like $6,000 and fits you perfectly.
Do it right now.
And, yeah, I've already got one. I don't need to do it. I mean, I could have two. Or you could be nude and I could be Boba Fett.
Well, that is like my plan for The Last Jedi, so I suppose that works.
This is my I watch stuff. It says hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Hearing that Argyle cost $200 million.
Yeah.
Made me what? That was last week.
It was, wasn't it?
Made me wonder. In a few years, we get an expose about how Hollywood saw big tech with all their money trying to get into making movies but realized the tech didn't know how much it actually cost and then ran up the bill. Probably, yeah. I think it seems to be happening because these movies don't look...
They don't look good, do they?
No.
Now, what do you think? Because in a lot of the time when a Marvel movie doesn't look good, as we've talked about, it's because they could never settle on a, you know,
yeah.
visual effects and they keep changing them. So even though they the effects guys work for months.
Mm.
It's often the the effect that goes in the movie was only they made it in a week or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so expensive. What do you think it was for this? Because I imagine the set pieces were set in stone quite early.
Do you think it's?
I think it's cast is certainly because as we again we've talked about how none of this stuff has any life on DVD or physical media afterwards. So nobody gets any residuals. So everybody wants a lot of money up top. So I imagine and I suspect Henry Cavill, John Cena, Samuel L. Jackson. That's probably tens of millions of dollars, even though they're in it for like 4 minutes each.
Yeah,
everybody. That, at that level, I think. And a lot of people have pointed out, Henry Cavill's he's the first person on the post. He's right up front holding the cat and he's in it for almost no time at all. But I reckon his agent would have been like, well, if you're pitching him as the main guy, he's got to get
getting top billing.
Yeah, he's getting top billing. He's got to have top billing salary. So I reckon it's, he's probably got more for that than Superman.
Yeah, absolutely. You're probably right. I think it's a lot of people in tech industry or higher ups or CEOs or whatever, they're not smarter than you. They might be good at their job. They might be, because often they're
not.
That's
a low bar to clear.
Yeah, that's a low. But if you look at like Facebook, for example, they did one thing right one time, which was make a social
media. Take the off the front.
Yeah, which is like a, and not to discount like the impact of Facebook, because it's obviously
it's ruined
huge
the world.
It's ruined the world. But like if you look at every other step that they've taken, it's mostly fucking fumbles, right?
Yeah.
And it's the same with Google. It's Google and then it's like Drive, I guess. But that's a borrowed idea. There was like Google Plus, Google Glasses, all of these different things. They're all fucking failures. Like if you look, like it's the one initial core idea that they either thought of or bought into or stole. And then nonsense. They're just people. And outside of their industry, or even again in, they're just fucking idiots. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could trick a person in, and also $200 million to Apple is nothing.
That's true.
That's fucking peanuts. Mm. It means not like it will come a point where they're like, oh, I guess this doesn't really add up us doing this, but it's not going to sink them.
No,
like this isn't going to be the thing that destroys Apple.
Yeah, this is like an interest. This is like some interest paid on one of their investments.
Yeah,
this is just like, oh yeah, we got the check for $200 million from this thing we invested in.
Mm.
Let's just make a movie with it.
And because they don't have any special skills that like a normal person doesn't. Most people are good at like a particular thing, whether it be their job or whatever. And outside of that, you're depending on your interest, like you can't be good at everything, And that even applies to podcasters, believe it or not, running their mouth.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, sure, we can become an instant expert on anything with 5 minutes of prep time, but sometimes we're tired.
Sometimes we are tired. So I think that's what it is. It's just people fucking just spinning their wheels.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just trying things out. So I think that's right. I think there could be an expose of down the line.
And it's also, as well, I think this sort of thing is subject to being greenlit based on like the tastes of a couple of people.
Yeah.
Like it wouldn't surprise me if, the reason this and like Ghosted and all that stuff, we talked about it in last week. Mm. Oh, it was only last week. About how a lot of this Apple original stuff, you'd think it would all be amazing.
Yeah.
But a lot of it
and
is.
And the TV often is.
Yeah, but a lot of it is garbage. And I think it's just because somebody went, Chris Evans.
Yeah.
I love Chris Evans. Oh, you want to make a movie and Chris Evans.
We can put his picture on our
startup
screen or whatever.
Yeah, like or this, it's like, Henry Cavill, great. And it's or Matthew, it might be Matthew Vaughn.
I recognize that.
Yeah, Matthew Vaughn, he did some great movies. What if he made a great movie for us?
What if he didn't?
Oh, then it'd be embarrassing, I think, probably. Won't do that again. I mean, we will commit to a bunch of Kingsman prequels and sequels in a TV series, probably. All set in the same universe.
Yeah.
That way, they probably pitched it as, well, what if Samuel L. Jackson's character in Argyle met Samuel L. Jackson's character in Kingsman?
Well, he's dead, but yeah.
Met his corpse.
What if?
Yeah.
What if? Mm. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a very interesting time. There's never been more stuff.
Yeah.
Good or bad, that's really. True. Yeah.
Here's an email from Bethany.
Bethany?
Why penny farthings are like that.
Oh, okay. We were talking about this.
Bethany says, I actually learned why penny farthings are like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes on to say,
see, this isn't my area of expertise. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, Jen, what we could do is we could cut this out.
Yeah.
And we could be like, I've just been thinking about it.
Yeah. And then we could actually her on top of it. Be like, well, in addition to the thing you said.
No, we'll cut this out entirely. Okay. We'll cut this out entirely. So basically, James, I was thinking the other day.
Why don't we say it? We could say all the stuff and then we read the email and be like, yeah, we actually just talked about that.
Such a great idea. So James, you know, last week we talked about penny farthings. We were like, why penny farthings like that? Well, you know, I didn't think about it, but then just minutes, seconds ago, I thought about it. And I was, and it just, the wheels turned, as it were, in my mind.
A big wheel and a smaller
wheel? Big wheel and a small wheel. And basically, I was just thinking, the thing about penny farthings is they're basically in high gear all the time.
Yeah.
Before the chain drive was invented.
Okay.
The wheels had to go at the same speed as your legs. So you make the wheel with the pedals on really big and get more distance with each rotation.
So you're not telling, like, I know this. Because I also researched.
You probably also I didn't research it. It's interesting you had to research it. I just thought about it.
Oh, okay.
I just thought about it because, you know, I just I put my knowledge of physics together.
It's also because you're older than me. So you probably experienced this as a child. So you probably thought back to seeing one.
Oh. I don't know, man. I probably just thought about it with my superior mind.
Okay, sure. I mean, then you can put it that way.
I'm just saying
that. Older superior, it's all part of it.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm putting fresh blood in my body every week with infusion. Yeah. So I'm actually younger than you.
Like a normal man,
Yeah, very normal. Very normal, just, you know.
Okay.
I get blood from young people on Craigslist and I just have a transfused, so I'm actually younger than a lot of people.
Okay,
I'm basically 21.
Wow, that's really great. Yeah. I mean, it still doesn't mean that you wouldn't have seen one when you were, but it doesn't matter. It's not about that. Anyway, how does she know this?
She actually learned it. Doesn't say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine learning something.
Yeah, maybe she went to Science Works.
Yeah, maybe she did. Yeah. Thank you, Bethany. Well, we joke and we jest and we jape, but that's good to know, actually. That does make sense.
Yeah. I mean, we actually knew that.
No, I mean, we already knew
that. We knew that.
Yeah. We knew. But we appreciate it.
Yeah.
We appreciate the effort. This is from Dr. Doom. He says, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Will Mr. Sunday Movies be taking Master Sunday Movies to the movies to watch this boring movie? So the Phantom Menace is being re-released. I don't know if you saw
in
May or whenever. Yeah. I don't – he's seen it at home.
Okay.
I don't think I can.
You can't – did he like it?
Yeah, he did.
Because he likes it. Like the right, he likes most things.
Right age, yeah.
But you physically can't face
– I don't think I could watch – there's not a lot of movies that I would go to see again. And I don't think there's a Star Wars movie which I'd go back to the cinemas for, really. Because I've seen them all. I've owned them all. We talk about them all the time.
Yes.
I don't need to see them again.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. But no, I don't think – also, if he hadn't seen it, I might. I might consider it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But he has seen it. So maybe I will. He's never seen Star Wars at the cinema. Mm. So maybe I will. But no.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
What else you got, Mason?
Here's an email.
Whoa.
I'm going to find.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
While you're doing that, just quickly, Jesus says, "Hey, Mr. Sunday Movies, what does bonza mean in Australia? It means great.
It means great.
Like, that's great. That's bonza.
How did this person hear about bonza?
I don't know. That's all the information I have.
Wow.
They heard it from us, I assume.
Wow.
Mm.
Oh, here's an email.
I love emails.
From Jordan. Help settle a debate.
Oh.
Hey, mates, the past 6 months have been the biggest months of my life. I got married, bitch.
Whoa.
Became a father, then had to put my dog down.
Oh.
The highs and lows of...
Sorry about you getting bloody married.
Yes! 6 months, you get less for murder.
That's true, depending on the murder, yeah.
The highs and lows of life have been an absolute roller coaster, but thanks to you boys and the insane but fun takes have helped us get through it all. My wife and I disagree that Patrick Wilson of Aquaman fame is a good-looking rooster. Please settle this debate for us as she trusts your opinions on these sorts of things more than me, her husband.
Who's saying he's good-looking and
doesn't
who's
say,
he
and I think that's good. That I think that's good, because, you know... many thanks for the content, brackets, all caps, love content.
I think it is true that, like, the idea of what a man, in the loosest sense, I guess. Oh, sure. No, in a strictly, like, I guess in a heteronormative way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the things that they look for in, that they think are good looking in men is not necessarily what
a woman
it's like, you know, big muscles and...
Yeah.
Someone who looks like...
Washboard abs,
et cetera, like a Hemsworth or whatever. Uh-huh. And I'm not saying that... People don't find him attractive because they seem to.
No, it seems like you're saying he's the biggest ugmo in Bondi Beach.
But that's not how.
Not everybody wants to cuddle washboard abs on the couch, you know what I mean?
Also, living with somebody like that, like, it would be annoying because there would be a very strict regime.
Yeah, but that money's pretty bloody annoying.
Yeah.
But that big bloody house is pretty bloody annoying, I'll tell you what.
No, I mean, like, a normal person who, like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah,
for a normal person
to
look like that, it's like, it's a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. So I think he's good looking.
I think he's very good.
I think
looking.
He's normal man good looking.
I think he's Hollywood good looking.
No, I think like on the Hollywood scale, I wouldn't put him, you wouldn't say he's like a Paul Newman, for example.
Okay, but I don't know. I think I would.
Yeah.
Like, think about.
I bet he's really good looking in real life.
I bet he is too. I bet
that's what I think. Like, you'd be shocked.
Yeah. Like, look at this one. He's at some sort of fun fair, some sort of.
Yeah, he's good looking. I'm agreeing with you.
Because when we talked about Moonfall, great movie, by the way.
Great movie.
I said he looks like Chris Pratt. He's got a Chris Pratt vibe to him, I think.
He could have been a good Star-Lord. Yeah. If only he was given the opportunity.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good looking. Yeah. Is he not?
I think he's very good looking. Who is Patrick Wilson's wife? Probably Mrs. Wilson.
That's very presumptuous.
Very presumptuous of me, isn't it?
Maybe he took her name.
Yeah, yeah.
Happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he's married to Australia's Peter Wilson.
Oh, yeah,
Peter Wilson?
Remember Peter Wilson.
Yeah. That's a good looking rooster. That's all I'm saying.
He's good looking.
Now, if you guys could email in and let us know who thinks he's a good looking rooster.
Yeah.
And who doesn't think he's a good looking rooster. Mm.
See, my wife Claire was like, she doesn't think like Chris Evans is like very attractive. Not that he's not attractive, but she's like, it's not really like my thing.
Right, exactly.
And I'm like, well, that's good news for me, I guess.
Sure.
But like, to me, like I hear that and I'm like, what are you talking about? But also I feel like if he turned up in person, she would be like, goodness gracious.
Yeah. So, yeah, I bet a lot of these people.
Because you're comparing Hollywood celebrities to other Hollywood celebrities. You're not comparing them to a normal
true.
Person.
Yeah. You're looking at them all standing at a photo call and they're all beautiful people. But if you put them in a shopping center,
yeah,
you'd be like, yuck, Patrick Wilson. Good looking rooster, you know?
Why does he work at the Vodafone store?
That's right. He's the best looking rooster at this Red Rooster that we're at. So, yeah.
Great stuff.
It is great stuff, isn't it?
Anyway, that's our decision. This is from Carmine, who says, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Hi, James and Meso. Been thinking about doing a semester down in Sydney or Melbourne. Considering you all are experts, I'd love your thoughts. Love ya.
Sydney or Melbourne?
Yeah.
Sydney.
Why is that?
Better weather.
Better weather. Beaches, probably better. Yeah. So, especially depending on when you go. If you're looking at mid-year, it'll be quite cold in Melbourne. I prefer Melbourne.
Yeah, but I mean, because Sydney sucks.
Sydney sucks. Sydney's also a better launching off point if you're going to see some stuff. It's because it's more northern. So you could check out a Queensland, a Bondi Beach.
A Harbour Bridge,
yeah. You can even come down to Melbourne. It depends also what you're into. Are you a cold climate person?
Do you like sex clubs?
Do you like sex clubs? Do you like coffee?
Yeah, do you like cocaine?
Do you like trains?
Do you like green smoothies with cocaine in them?
Yeah. And you presumably do.
Yeah, if you listen to this,
yeah,
that's what you like. It's what gets you started in the morning. It's the only thing that can get you started in the
morning. Only thing that gets you going.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, but Melbourne's got – it's a great – I think Melbourne is
– I think Melbourne's more livable on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It feels more – to me at least, and I grew up here, but it feels more normal, like normal people –
It's not a sightseeing town. People do email us a lot and be like, I'm coming down. What should I see? And it's always a struggle to be like, oh,
you just kind of
some restaurants and stuff.
You just kind of mill about.
Yeah, you just sort of mill about and you go, what shall I have for dinner? And you go to a restaurant in the CBD and you go, oh, it's pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty good, actually.
Then you go to Hamer Hall for some music.
Maybe you go to Hamer Hall. Yeah.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my opinion.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Good luck.
But living is different. You know, living is
that's true,
different than visiting. So I don't know.
Sydney's
more touristy.
Yeah, I think for a consistently like, oh, I had a lovely time, I reckon kind of Sydney.
You reckon?
Because I think you could show up at Melbourne and today it's 37 degrees Celsius, which is quite warm for Melbourne.
Yeah.
But tomorrow it's going to be like 19.
What?
Or it's in the next couple of days it's going to rain and then it's going to be like 19 degrees and you're going to be like, oh, okay. I packed all the wrong clothes.
Yeah.
For everything.
That's 98 degrees Fahrenheit, by the way, everybody.
It's quite hot.
Yeah.
And yes, we know some of you live on the surface of the sun and it's very hot there, actually.
It's going to be 30.
And we don't even understand what hot is. No, we know.
It's 35 tomorrow, by the way.
Okay, well.
And rain. And then Wednesday it's 18.
Wednesday it's 18. That makes sense.
Yeah. That makes sense. This seems fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's always been hot.
But Sydney, it's always about the same.
Yeah.
So.
Crap. Anyway, is that it?
That's the whole show, folks. Thank you so much for listening. We absolutely appreciate it. Blah, blah, blah.
What's the thing about Sydney? Blah,
blah. That's what we reckon.
Smoothie with cocaine.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Folks, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for telling your friends about the podcast because that's how we listen. That's how we listen to
that's
you.
That's how we listen to you, to what you've got to say to us.
That's right. Now, that's how we get more listeners.
Yep.
Just if you're at the water cooler,
yep.
Just let them know.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep your headphones in. Be like, guess what I'm listening to? Weekly Banner Podcast.
That's true.
34 minutes in.
Yep.
We should sync up.
Yep.
Ah.
Ah.
You know?
Yeah.
And thank you for leaving a 5-star review on any podcatcher of choice.
That's right.
It's very easily done. And if you do so, James will read out your little review.
Just like this. This is from J.K. Besant, who says, 5 stars, by the way. Best legal commentary pod. Incredibly gripping commentary on the state of executive power. Vetoes truly are the currency of the
bourgeois.
Thank you.
Okay.
I have so many words. It's hard to pick.
That's
one.
True, isn't it? Yeah.
Even when it's right in front of me. It's great to see those texts. I just found out it's a word I probably can't say that I've only ever read.
Yeah, every once in a while, one of those jumps out, doesn't it?
It's great to see those checks and
like
balances.
Like Segway.
Oh, my God.
Who knew it was spelt like that?
Nobody should know that. It's great to see checks and balances in action. Love to see Meso stand up against James when he suppresses the legislative body. I'm just confused why there's so much comic book movie news mixed in. Maybe my brow is not high enough for this highbrow piece. At least it's incredibly compelling and super entertaining comic book movie news, which shakes me to my very bones. They should think about starting another podcast separate from the legal commentary one, just for more movie news. Yeah, maybe.
We could do it.
This one's from Mace Windu Died.
Oh.
Maybe. 645, it says, The Weekly Planet. These two idiots have entertained me for years and I can't stop listening. Help!
Now, canonically,
you're on your own.
Mace Windu is definitely dead, right?
It hasn't been a story where he shows up and he goes, actually, I just grabbed a thing.
Yeah. I've got my...
I flew. I can fly.
Yeah, I can fly now. Yeah.
They fly now?
They fly. And by they, I mean me, Mace Windu. Here I am.
Here I am.
Beautiful. Folks, let me tell you this.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to get into contact with us, you can go to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. You can also go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mace Facebook group, and you can go to the Weekly Planet Podcast subreddit and Discord for fun civil chats about podcasts and pop culture. Thank you to Sarabi and Maisie and Fidel for making that happen, because they do all sorts of socials. They do all sorts of Weekly Planet's clips, channels, and TikToks, and they moderate over there on the forums.
You wouldn't believe how many weirdos they'd kicked out.
Oh, my God. I know.
You can come back in, but you have to be normal.
You have to be normal.
Yeah.
That's why we'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
If you want to follow some people on the socials, first follow our friend Rob Collings. He's at Rob Collings on Twitter. He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. He edits this podcast. He makes videos. He keeps you up to date on all things The Weekly Planet. You can also follow me, Wikipedia Brown, on Twitter, Nick Mason on Instagram. James is Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere.
Boy, am I.
If you want to support the show, you go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies. You're chucking a buck or an amount you would not miss.
Give us a dollar.
Disappeared from your wallet. And it will. Let me tell you. If you're a big spender, you can go to bigsandwich.co, sign up for $9 per month, bonus podcasts, movie commentaries, early videos, video game let's plays, all sorts of stuff. This week, something or other.
There's going to definitely be something this week.
We recorded something recently that was a heck of a lot of fun. It was a movie commentary.
Yeah, it was for
Roadhouse.
I think is that out?
Might be.
Let me find it out. That was a heck of a good time.
Yeah, because there's a new Roadhouse coming out with Jake Gyllenhaal. We thought we'd revisit it.
Oh, that's not out this week. I think it's...
Well, look forward to it.
The 10 Worst Decisions in Movie History. Roadhouse is next week.
Nice.
That's this week.
Right.
We got this covered. We're making our way through a very bad article.
I love that.
Me too. All right.
Folks.
Next week's Spum.
That's true. Thank you to the Brute and the Bastards and Rackham for all our musical themes. T-shirts on tpublic.com.
Spum next week.
Is it Madam Web?
Madam Web.
Oh, right.
Valentine's Day, man.
Oh, yeah, that's true. All right. At least it's...
Bring someone you hate.
At least it'll be over until Kraven. Then it'll be over.
Do you think Kraven will be better?
Venom 3.
Yeah,
Kraven. Sinister Six movie?
Yeah, Kraven will be like more violent, and that in many ways could be better.
I think it'll be Morbius violent.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
A big packet of crisp.
Yeah.
Two packets of crisps twisting
exactly
together in the
that.
All right, thanks everyone.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.